Hanna.
Hi, Hanna. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. Good to hear from you.
It's just you and me.
Okay.
It's good to hear you also.
I'm sure there'll be more. Thank you. Mark, huh? Hasn't come on yet.
Right, thank you.
Kodesh Tov. How are you, Daniel?
Excellent. Thank you, Hanok.
Judy.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
So we are going to start as we usually do on Rosh Kodesh. With the energy of certainty verse. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. The verse that we're connecting to is from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urshimud Hiluud Hilu Urshimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Karanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Karaneihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Perichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Bikshot Vele'la Mila Bialma Divae Barnash V'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga Be'ya kalana dehakulu ovada Dishot inun wikolait siris bi'alma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wise. We have been studying one of 13 verses that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. These 13 verses have the same energy as the year, 5779. And for the month of Tammuz, the one verse we're studying is from the book of Job. It's chapter 19, verse 7. Ein etzak ha'amas v'lo e'aneh ha'shawa v'ein mishpat. English translation. Behold, I cry out. Violence. One of the translations of the word Hamas. But I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no justice. There is no coincidence, as we all know, that we're studying this verse in the month of Tammuz, just prior to the negative 3-week period. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we have been studying one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amil Yisrael. Untati vishakam, tafta willow yergaz, od willow yosifu, vene avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. Our handout tonight, our class tonight, is regarding Rosh Chodesh. We're making the connection to the Rosh Chodesh of Tammuz. We're making this connection to take control of the month. As we're going to learn, it's an interesting month, a difficult month for most people. But it was meant to be a good month. It was meant to manifest the Esther Dibrot. But we built a golden calf on that day that was meant to manifest the actual Torah, would have completed the process. But we built a golden calf. Do we feel guilty? No. Should we feel guilty? No. Because guilt, if we did feel guilty, that guilt would represent a doubling down, an additional energy of negativity. We built the golden calf. When we did this, we were joyful, we were happy. Always remember this. Whatever action you do, positive or negative, do it with joy. Do it with happiness. Do it to share your essence with Hashem. The handout today is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. You'll find that underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or at the bottom of the page if you're using a mobile device. Scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Tammuz 5779, and that is our handout. When it opens up, scroll down to a place about a half inch down. It's just below the last link for the blog. blog about Tammuz from the year 5771. And I'm going to start to read here. I have some new commentary, different from last year. And some of it I've said before. Generally speaking, Tammuz is a difficult month. But let me begin with the commentary. Please note that Tammuz and also Av are essentially difficult months. Of course, not all of the days of these 2 months are difficult. The last 12 days of Tammuz and the first 10 days of Av are the most difficult days in the Hebrew year. There is no coincidence, and that's why there's 22 days. Here is a Kabbalistic explanation from the Sephardic Gaon, Rabbi Mansur. In the parasha of Shlach, which we read last week, it says there's a relationship between Satan and the summer months. It doesn't say that in exactly those words, but the hints are there. The Torah in Parashat Shlach tells the distressing story of the tourists who became spies, who were sent to see Eretz Israel and then convinced the people that they would be unable to conquer the land. Curiously, the Torah tells us that the spies were sent to Eretz Israel during the time of Bikurei Anabim, when the grapes began to ripen. And this occurs in the summertime. And Chazal indeed tells us that the spies left on the 29th day of Sivan and returned 40 days later on the 8th of Av. Today is the 30th day of Sivan. Or actually, tonight we're starting the first day of Tammuz. So it was only 2 days ago that the tourists who became spies left. And they left to find a tree. Not trees. To find a tree, because Moses wanted to know if the tree of life was in the land. With all of the spiritual elevation that Moses represents, why could he not know this through psychic abilities? Why could he not know this intuitively? And the answer is, whenever something is dealing with your tikkun, your personal tikkun, your intuition will not work. You have to have free choice, not a direction from above. Moses could not see if the tree of life was in the land of Israel. So Moses, at the behest of the people, sent the tourists into the land to be tourists. The people wanted to know because they were dealing with physicality. And in the physical world, if you are going to conquer another land, another people, you need information. You need to know what their plans are. You need to know what their weaknesses are. And you have to spy out that information. Or you can tour out that information. But we're not dealing with the physical world. We're not dealing with the normal, everyday concepts we have Hashem on our side. And this is the most important thing to remember during this month of Tammuz. I'm continuing to read. The question is arising, why is this information about the grapes occurring, ripening, important to us? How does it add to our understanding of this story that is so tragic? The Midrash Pelia, a compendium of cryptic comments by our sages on the Chumash, explains that the timing of the scout's mission is the reason why it failed. The mission ended in tragedy because it took place during the period of Bikurei Anabim, the great Kabbalist Rav Shimshon of Astropoli, who authored a commentary to the Midrash Pelia, explains that while the Satan always poses a threat to the children of Israel, its power increases during specific times of the year, including the two summer months of Tammuz and Av. Indeed, as we know, many calamities have befallen and will befall the Jewish nation during these months. This particular year, we have a solar eclipse. We actually have two solar eclipses taking place this month. And whenever there is a solar eclipse, meaning the moon blocks the light of the sun, it's an indication that the children of Israel are elevating, are rising, are becoming more powerful, and that the children of Edom are becoming less powerful, because this world is a teeter-totter. As one goes up, the other must go down. Whereas in the world that is coming, this whole idea of the teeter-totter will change. In modern days, it's called the zero-sum game, which says that if I win, someone else has to lose. In the world that is coming, everybody can win. No one has to lose, and no one will lose. Continuing to read. The Hebrew word anabim is spelled ayin nun bet mem, and the letters preceding these four letters are samach, mem, aleph, and lamed, which spells the name by which Satan is called. Samach mem. You can read the English. You can read his name. I don't want to say it, especially during the month of Tammuz and Av. In truth, the word anabim is written also with the letter yud. But according to Kabbalistic tradition, the word is written in the heavenly Torah without this yud. And it takes a fuller discussion in a separate context that we don't have time for as to why that is and what is the meaning of the yud being missing in the heavenly Torah. But as a quick statement, quick understanding, we are taught that the Torah never changes because Hashem never changes. And the Torah is the soul of Hashem. But in truth, we affect Hashem. Our actions affect Hashem. And when we do things like the golden calf, when we do the eating of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, then that affects Hashem. And his soul changes. His Torah changes. We know we were given two Esser Dibrot, one that Moses destroyed. He didn't destroy it. He broke the tablets so that the letters would go back to where they came from. But the second set he brought down was not quite as perfect. Neither one was perfect because man is a partner with Hashem. So we have a job to do. Continuing to read. Rav Shimshon is explaining that we can understand the Midrash's remark. The phrase Bikurei Anabim may be read to mean that which precedes Anabim. The Midrash is telling us that this was a time when the Satan is given special power, and thus our evil inclination is particularly strong. Hence, the timing of this expedition is the cause of its failure, as the scouts were especially prone to succumbing to the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara. And this notion that the Satan has special power during the summer months is plainly visible even in our day. The months of Tammuz and Av generally fall during the months of July and August, which we instinctively associate with a loose atmosphere. And when we are all especially prone to relaxing our religious standards, this is also the time of year when modest dress becomes particularly difficult. It's a challenge in light of the hot weather and generally laid-back atmosphere. Not coincidentally, our schools and yeshivot close down during these months, and students are left without their ordinary framework of Torah study, and outside the Torah environment in which they spend their days throughout the rest of the year. All this proves the accuracy of Rav Shimshon's depiction of the Satan's unique strength during Tammuz and Av. Why am I saying this to you? Why is I'm trying to get this across to you? Because if you're not aware, you lose. By becoming aware, perhaps you'll take additional caution. Perhaps you'll prepare yourself. Moshe told the tourists before they left, "V'hitzaktem, you shall be strong." We need to be especially strong and vigilant during this time of year to maintain our religious standards and not relax our commitment to halakha. Certainly, we are all entitled to a relaxing vacation, which often proves valuable and vitally important for our physical and emotional well-being. At the same time, however, especially because of the relaxed, laid-back environment of summer, we need to take extra special care. And as Moshe instructed, to be strong in maintaining proper Torah standards. Recognizing the special power given to the Satan during the summer months, let us redouble our efforts to avoid improper behavior and to remain faithful to our values, even as we enjoy a well-deserved period of relaxation. Tomorrow is the 4th of July in the United States. It's a holiday commemorating the Declaration of Independence and the American Revolution. I was asked today, many times today, what are my plans for the 4th? My answer was, I'm waiting for the 5th. What are your plans for the month of Tammuz and Av? You're waiting. I'm waiting for Elul. Astrologically speaking, is a commentary that comes from the Daily Zohar student who goes by the name of Leah. We are entering Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the Mazal, astrological sign of Sartan. The new moon of the month of Tammuz is the sign of Cancer. It is known that Cancerians are toasted with great imagination. They are also quite caring and much intuitive, and also sentimental people. On the other hand, when these features are not well worked out, it can drag them to over-suffering and draining that can bring worrisome, unhealthy outcomes at all levels, including the physical. The motto to get armored of such a situation may be the old, good, don't worry, be happy. It is also known that, like the crab, Cancerians live inside a strong carapace and have a strong, piercing claw to defend themselves from any menace that they feel coming their way. It is so because their essence is actually very soft, and thus they suffer a lot with what they consider as indifference and all it encompasses, mainly within family and closest relationships. Another strong feature of this maternal sign is a melancholic longing for past times. Diametrically opposed to the sign of Cancer is the sign of Capricorn. This axis, Cancer and Capricorn, is considered as the axis of the present for Cancer, and its focus on how good was it in the past, and Capricorn with its focus on how good will it be in the future. They complement each other. This means that both signs must find balance and have more faith and certainty in order to fully live the present that is the outcome of the experiences of a past that is already gone, plus a future that is already coming all the time. Remembering that everybody has all signs spread on the natal chart and is in some way under the influence of the sign of the month. Leah says to us, Kodesh Tammuz Tov, to each and every one. Speaking astrologically, there is a relationship between the disease named Cancer and the month, the astrological sign named Cancer. What is that relationship? If you go to the doctor and you get your scans and x-rays and MRIs and so forth and so on, and he comes back to report, we read your scans, and unfortunately you have it, God forbid, you have a tumor. You have a dark spot on the scan You have a dark spot on the X-ray. And the typical response, maybe less so these days as we become more educated, the typical response is, so, doctor, what caused it? When did it start? Doctor says, we don't know when it started. We really don't know what caused it. But we have these things, this medicine, these procedures, these recommendations for you to change and live as well as you can. And in some cases, we can even do a cure today. But the Kabbalah is not like that. The Kabbalah does not say, we don't know why. The Kabbalah does not say, we don't know when it started. It starts in the month of Tammuz. When you are not happy in this month, when you choose to allow your emotions to bring you down to depression, you are creating the disease. It may take 20 years, 30 years for it to manifest. All of that time, you have the opportunity to do teshuvah, repentance, returning the hay. But ultimately, the cause of the disease is you not being happy. Remember that. We're now reading a commentary from a student of Kabbalah, Melinda Ribner. She's written some Kabbalistic books. I recommend them if you don't have them yet. The divine permutation of the month is reversed. As we will find out, this month is exactly opposite to the normal spelling of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey. In Tammuz, it's Hey Vav Hey Yud. Tammuz can be a time of reversals. And that's the solar eclipse that happened yesterday. Is a time of changing directions, which in one sense is a reversal. We expect one thing to happen, but something totally different happens. As much as we may like to think we are in control of our lives, we need to realize our limitations. Let go and invite Hashem into our lives. And this is one of the deep teachings of this month. As hard as it may be, we must realize that whatever happens to us can be an opportunity for growth and healing. We grow the most when confronting our greatest challenges. Tammuz is a month of judgment. We need to accept that nothing is accidental or coincidental. True, though we have free will, everything is also divine providence. And how do we reconcile free will with divine providence? That's a subject that will take too long to go into tonight. But it's simple. We want spiritual growth. We want to become closer to Hashem. And how does that happen? By being happy. No matter what comes at you, be happy. No matter how you feel, change the way you feel to be happy. It's the message. It's the tool for the month of Tammuz. The astrological sign for Tammuz is Cancer. And the Hebrew word for Cancer is Sartan. Sartan is the astrological code word that means Satan. It's a name that reveals the difficulty of the tests of this month. The ruling body of Cancer is the moon. And the moon is always changing, getting growing lighter, growing more full, and then less. Always constantly changing, just like us. But there's one constant in this world, and that is the joy of connection to Hashem. Tammuz is an emotional time with many ups and downs, and one has to learn to ride the emotional roller coaster of Tammuz. There's a disease diagnosed, it's called bipolar. There's a medicine that is given for Tammuz. Hold on one second. Come in. Come in. As I was saying, there is a medicine that is diagnosed that is given for people who are diagnosed as bipolar. What does this medicine do? The bipolar means the ups and downs. They're either manic, very up, so up sometimes that they feel that they are totally in control and they're king of the world. And other times they are depressed, so low that they want to, God forbid, kill themselves, God forbid. What does the medicine do? It takes the elevation off the manic. It doesn't let it go as high. And it takes the low off of the low. It doesn't let people get as low, as depressed. Essentially, the medicine treats the disease by bringing the person closer to balance. This is how to deal with the ups and downs of Tammuz. I'm now entering the ancient Hebrew astrology connections. Tammuz translates as completeness of strength or completely adamant. Tam, Tam means complete. Actually, the word Tam is a Hebrew word that is applied to Noah, to Jacob, to Abraham. These are Ishtam or Ishtamim, men who are complete, men who are perfect. Now, perfect is a relative term, so don't think of it in terms of the absolute perfection. Because absolute perfection is the final 49,000th year, 50,000th year. And we're only in the second 7,000 year period. So perfection is there, but it's a relative term still. But complete, complete within the 7,000 year period, that we can accomplish. We can accomplish it in the month of Tammuz. We can accomplish it in each of the calendar months. But Tammuz has a name that says complete. But what is it completing? It's completing the Vav and the Zion. The Vav is the letter that created the constellation Shor from the month of Iyar. Shor is the bull. Shor. Iyar is the month of healing. The Zion is the letter that created the constellation Teumim from the month of Sivan. The month of Sivan, the astrological sign of Teumim, is the gift of the Torah. The month of Cancer is the opportunity to complete the healing through the study of Torah, completing Tam, the Vav, and the Zion. What are we correcting in the month of Tammuz? We are connecting the attribute of vision. How do we correct the attribute of vision? By using our intuition. By using binding by striking. By using our third eye. All of these are metaphors for being able to see through the illusion. What is the illusion? It's change. What is the illusion? We change. We get high, we get emotional, we get upset, we get happy, and then we don't. We change. That's an illusion. It doesn't happen this month. Of course. People tell me. I see it happening very differently than you, Hano. I don't see. Balance in this month. I see ups and downs. I see craziness. And my answer to them is, are you a person who needs to see something, in order for you to know that something is there, do you physically have to see it? Or can you know it's there, and by knowing it, you will see it? Which comes first? The vision, the sight, or the knowledge, the certainty? It's interesting to note, historically, Yehuda, the tribe that is known as the Jews, is the fourth son born. He's the fourth month. He's connected to the month of Tammuz, which is the fourth month. The name Yehuda is spelled with the letters of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in the proper order, except the last He has a Dalet preceding it, which again, it's the proper order, because in the Aleph Bet, it's Dalet He. Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet He. Yehuda is connected to Tammuz. But in our generations, Reuben is the son that's connected to Tammuz. Reuben translates as seed, a son, S-O-N. What's the difference? Why was there this change? And it's a long story that has to do with the story of the mandrakes and how Leah and Rachel exchanged who was going to be intimate with Jacob. Why would that even be necessary? Why not just alternate days? What is that all about? And it has to do with the laws of family purity. It has to do because Leah and Rachel did not live in the same tent. They lived in their own tents. Why? Well, there's a human condition that the female's period follows the leader of the females in any given community, in any given home. If people move into a different location and there are now different women in that environment, the periods change. They move to be connected to whoever is the highest spiritual woman in that location. That's been documented scientifically. So, Leah and Rachel had their own home, so they didn't have this issue. But there were times when it was appropriate for them to exchange their intimate nights with their husband. As we have taught, there are 11 components of the incense. What is the purpose of the incense offering? It's called the ketoret. And ketoret in Hebrew means to draw close, meaning to draw close to Hashem. One of the components is in Hebrew, Livona, similar to Lavana, the moon. That incense is frankincense. And it's interesting to note that frankincense grows on almost everything. Frankincense represents the dream before it is realized. It is all of the colors before they are manifested, before they are individuated. It's like the ray of sun that is light white color, which is then translated by the mist of rainfall into many different colors. This is the balance that is capable of achieving. Tammuz is difficult, but Tammuz is the most potential for the children of Israel because it's connected to the moon. The house connected to the month of Tammuz is the Beit HaAchim, the house of brothers, the house of brotherhood, the house of ancestors. One final aspect is if you scroll down almost to the end. The holiday in Tammuz is not a holiday in its traditional sense. The holiday of Tammuz is known as the 17th day of Tammuz. And it's a fast day because this is the day that the golden calf was built, and it affected the energy of the day. The 17th of every Hebrew month should be a good day because 17 is the gematria of Tov, Hebrew for good. The 3-week period starts in 17 days. Practical tools to deal with the need for balance in the month of Tammuz and to create balance in your own life. Act consciously. The modern term seems to be mindfulness. What is mindfulness? It's remain in the moment, in the now. Stay focused on what you're doing. Don't get distracted. This is a good month to strengthen Hit Bodhidut, which is meditation. But its actual literal translation, retreat within oneself. Take time during this month to meditate. Take time during this month to find your balance point, to find your center point, to find out who you are. It's a good month to stay at home. The Cancerians love their home. Just like the crab builds a shell around itself, our home can be the shell around ourselves. It's the protection shield. In truth, our protection shield is Hashem. But recognize our need for that fence, a place where Hashem can meet us in meditation and hit Bodhi Dut. We will now connect to the Anabakoas, the energy of creation, and we will dance at the appropriate verse, which is in the month of Tammuz, is the seventh verse. We will dance, we will become joyful, Bezrat Hashem. And the purpose of this all is to help us control our own sight, our own vision during the month of Tammuz, in order that we will be able to see through the illusion and experience the truth. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabekoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alephet Gimel, Yotah Tzadik. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the gematria of the phrase Ahavatinam. Unconditional love. Take a moment to contemplate, to see what does unconditional love look like. I can say to you, it's love your neighbor as yourself, the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. But what does that truly mean? Take a moment to see that is what it is in life. In your life, there are people we don't like. There are people who do not like us. What does unconditional love look like with how we relate to these people? Because these are the people that will come into your life and bring you out of balance, God forbid. Think it through. Look at what's involved. Why is that person upset with you? Why are you upset with that person? Did they really do anything to hurt you? Did you do something to hurt them? Can't you do teshuvah? Can't you forgive them? Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra. Ufrei Shayans in Tet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, ra, which means tear up, and satan. Tear up satan. Eliminate it. He is the strongest he can be during the month of Tammuz. All you have to do is stand up to him. All you have to do is not fall into his traps. traps of guilt, his traps of depression, his traps of not using binding by striking, his traps that take you out of your balanced state. Right now, hopefully, you feel balanced. Hopefully, whatever you were fearful of when you heard my words about the month have dissipated because you are connected to Hashem.
Taking my class. Go away, Brad.
Sorry. Ra Satan. Tear up Satan. Remove him from your life. Now, we know we can't remove him, but we can tear him out. We can eliminate our reactivity. And this is the point we will find balance. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehuda Shevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Nun Gimel Dalet. The Gematria is 57. 57 is the Gematria of the Hebrew word Zan, which means Parnassah, sustenance, fulfillment of your desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence. What's the purpose of this sequence? It allows you to take any part of your body that's not working properly, take it out of your body, restore it, rebuild it. Reconstruct it. And when it's working again, put it back in your body, where it will again work as it was meant to be, as it was created to be. People ask me, Hano, you have certain issues wrong with you. You have emotional issues, you have spiritual issues, you have physical issues. You've been studying Kabbalah for almost 30 years. Why aren't you healthy yet? My answer is very simple. I'm a work in progress. Just because I know what to do doesn't mean that I always do it. But it also doesn't mean that I will choose to allow that not doing it properly to impact my joyfulness, my happiness. That's a choice I have to make. The choice I can make. It's a choice that I strive to make. And as the old adage says, don't try, do. So I will say to you, it's a choice that I do make. Barchem tacharem Rakame Sitkatha Damid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditah Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach. Netzach is eternal victory. Eternal victory is available to you. All you have to do is be happy. If I said to you, that person that you hurt, there's no effect on your life if you do it with joy. It's not intuitively correct, is it? But that's what the Kabbalah teaches. If you are happy with what your actions are, that it is the correct action at the correct time, in the correct place, with the correct kavanah, the correct intention. That's eternal victory. It's not achieving the goal. It's loving the process. Tasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata et kufet tet nunayim. This sequence, these six letters, connect to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. I mentioned that person that I hurt. I'm thankful that I was given that opportunity. I appreciate that, yes, I got it wrong, but I know Hashem will give me another chance. Be happy. Appreciate what you experience. Know that every moment the world is recreated. Know that every moment, whatever happens is the best thing that can happen to you, to your family, to your community, to the world at large. It is perfect. It is complete every instant. And when you say to yourself, but look at this pain that I'm seeing in the world. Yes, you are seeing pain in the world, but that's truly an illusion that you can change through your actions of teshuvah. We are responsible for all of the pain and suffering in the world. Can you bear that all by yourself? Are you truly responsible for everything that happens in the world? Kabbalah teaches yes. But with all that burden and responsibility, how can you not get depressed? By understanding that whatever happens is absolutely correct and complete, and to a relative extent, perfect. Don't think it, don't believe it, know it with certainty. It's true. Because you've experienced it before in your life. When you've had pain and suffering and then you grew out of it and you went to a higher place, you've experienced it. So why not remember that instead of the pain and suffering that keeps bringing you down? Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei Zokre Kiddushata Yogimalamat Pesayim Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod And its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality. The Yesod is a funnel that takes everything from the upper heavens, the upper worlds, and brings it into Malchut, into our physical world. And it takes all of our prayers, all of our desires, and takes it back up to Hashem in the upper worlds. Cry out to Hashem. He will answer you. Cry out to Hashem in truth. Be truthful to yourself. A very difficult process. But during the month of Tammuz, when you are correcting, when you are completing the Vav, the healing, and the Zion, using the tool of the Torah. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Valuvo, Kitkufav, Zadiyutta. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds times the 10 Sephirot within the 10 Sephirot. The last four letters have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. 506 connects to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. We learn from this that the path to completion is by injecting unconditional love in every step of the process. The letters of the month, the Taf, that created Lavana, the planet Lavana, the planet we call the moon. Moon that cycles up and down, constant change. It doesn't mean we need to change. We can constantly use the tool of binding by striking and remain in balance. We have the capability, and when we don't, when we make that mistake, we're going to do it in joy. And the sequence to follow. Hey, wah, hey, yo. 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 The letter Chet created the constellation Sartan, created the month of Cancer, the month of Tammuz. Please join me as we dance, as we sing, as we inject joy and happiness. Hey, wah, hey, yo. 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 Are you dancing? Hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo.
Shalom to all. Shalom, Hanok. Thank you for sharing.